Hello, Vanessa speaking.
Hi. Hi, Emma. How are you, mate?
Good. Flat out, crazy day, which is, always keeps me out of trouble. Worries, mate. Yeah, how have you guys been? All right? Yeah. Same. Same. Yeah, it's just like goes one day to the next and you don't even know where the time goes pretty much. Yeah. But yeah, like this was like Myrtle's face pretty explosive. It's all in the soft tissue, so I'm not certain that there is anything going on with the teeth, and we're really good body weight, like yeah. And has appetite been affected, or are we still been eating and pooing normally? Yeah. Yeah. It's crazy. Like it, I think it was even possibly gas forming bacteria because it like made this popping sound as I lanced it. It's gross. But yeah. So I've flushed it through with sat like there's actually two cuts. I've flushed it through from top to bottom with sterile saline, and then we've used betadine. And I'll get you not to do any flushing because it's quite fleshy and really quite painful. But just a little bit of touch pressure from the outside of the face just to see if there's anything left to express a couple of morning and night. It's probably just going to be fluid or blood tinged fluid is what most likely what you'll see. And the outcome, if you've got enough of all of your septrin, flagyl and meloxicam, I'll just write down the doses that I would recommend for her. But other than that, like I think a week from now, should be all sorted. And yeah, have you got some tramadol at home as well in case she needs that? Cool. Yep. So I just gave her one dose after we did this, flushed it through. But she could probably have that morning and night if it came to it, for pain management. But she's like, she's going gangbusters. She's eating, just mowing down her lettuce and her veg that we gave her after I'd finished. So, yeah. So, I don't think so. Like, we'd have to X-ray to know that it's not affiliated with, like, say, a tooth root abscess. But, I think for her gusto and her weight maintenance, it's very unlikely that it's dental related. Seen quite a few of these of late. I don't know whether it's a certain type of hay that's being sold, whether it could be a type of, infection from a grass seed. But either way, like that's most likely. And the biggest worry is that we trap infection in there. So if you're worried that it is swelling again, it really does need to be like relanced and flushed again. Yeah. But yeah, you guys will watch and be able to see if it comes back up. Yeah. How many pigs have you got at the moment? Oh, that's okay. That's good. That's better than 58. Oh God. Yeah. The way it goes. And are you working as a lawyer? That's good. Oh, great. 'Cause it was a hard yards just trying to get the degree finished though, like it's full on. God. Yeah, well, that's really good. And the other side of the hip replacement, are you doing okay? Oh, good. Yeah, you can move, you can just be a normal human. Oh, yeah, bone pain's the worst. I just remember even periodically when I've broken bones, like it's just that dull, horrible, like constant ache that every time you move just makes it 100 times worse. Yeah, I think you're so stoic to last that long without it. Crazy. All right. Hi, Sarah. How are you? Good. Good to chat to you. No worries. It's handy that Robert could drop her off anyway. Not as convenient as Brighton, though, unfortunately. It's like a, 15, 20 minutes in off the highway, which is annoying for you guys. Oh, that's good. Yeah, love it. I live only a block away, so some mornings I can walk to work, which is really good, depending on how organized I am with the girls, my daughters. Yeah, but because it was kind of like an op two open spaces, we've been able to coordinate how the clinic is laid out from scratch. So yeah, so the builder was able to put rooms in the places where I wanted them, and yeah, so basically an empty shell that we kind of kitted out from the beginning. But so I still have landlords, but they're pretty nice and let us do whatever we needed to. Yeah. Which was great. Yeah. And we just been here a bit over 3 years now, because we went out for dinner, left a bit late, but I thought, well, we've got to celebrate some milestone. The fact that we're still alive and kicking, and there are people here who have been here since the beginning, they're still happy to be here. So, well, I think they are, touch wood. But yeah, no, it's good. It's very different just doing the exotics compared to having to juggle the dogs and cats as well. Yeah. I know. It's insane. And Emma was just telling me you guys are down to 28, which is a little bit, 20, 28, did you say? 27, yeah. And you're a more manageable number than twice that. Yeah. Yep. Yeah, it's just, I don't think you'd know what to do with yourselves if you had nothing to kind of be second guessing if they're well and not well, treatments, all of the other stuff that comes with them. I can't remember what I did before children, because honestly, like it just impacts your day, any 24/7 period of time. But with the business now being my option for hours and stuff, sometimes it works out and sometimes it's just completely unmanageable. So yeah, that's been a juggling act of its own, but I still prefer this than working for someone else. Yeah. Does Robert still have to come down a couple of days a week or so for work, or? Oh. That's annoying. Oh. Yeah, that's a long way to drive too, isn't it? All the way through the city on the other side. I was just saying with Emma, like, if this looks to heal on its own, then we won't need to see her back. Just treat for a week and obviously stop everything if there's diarrhea, but we'll keep her on the same antibiotics. And tramadol if you feel she needs it. Obviously the meloxicam. But if you're pressing on the area and it's just steadily coming down with no more like free solid pocketing anywhere, then there won't be any need to like relance or reflush it. It'll just look a mess for a few days, and clean bedding and keeping her feet clean so she doesn't get anything into it. Yeah. I'm actually off having surgery myself next Thursday. I'll be off for 3 to 4 weeks. So yeah, Brock will be around for sure. I don't know. Did you end up seeing Brock at all in the occasional shifts he does up at UPV at Budrum? Yeah, right. Oh yeah. Yeah, cool. Yeah. That's good. Is there another vet up there that will do some basic stuff for you so you're not having to, do a Brisbane trip? Sure. Yeah. I would love that. It's been too long. No, it's all good. Yeah, I'm just all very conscious. Like, it's such a long way. And like, if this sort of arrangement works for you as well, then more than happy to do that. Because it's just, if it works out that you're driving down just for that appointment and that, we're usually still the same way as at Brighton. We'll try and manage everything in the time of the consult. But if it is something that ends up being admitted, needs a GA and needs time for recovery or whatever, then usually morning to then afternoon pickup would work. Excellent. Well, that sounds good. I look forward to it. Pleasure. I'll print this out as a discharge info type thing. I imagine that you'll have enough of all of those drugs. If not, just give us a bell and we'll write a script to see if you can get it from somewhere up there. At least the ceptrin and the flagyl, we should be able to write scripts for an actual chemist, which would mean you could get the bottle of each. And then you've got it, for the next one. It's only the meloxicam that's curly. You'd probably need to get it online if a vet surgery up there wouldn't dispense it for you. Oh, that's good. It's usually only a couple of days from one of my clients have said it. Yeah, perfect. And you guys still at Frugian Springs there? Yeah, cool. Still in your cabbie paradise with the converted 2-3 car garage space for them? Yeah, excellent. Nice. The piggies would. Right, ladies. You guys have a nice arvo. Is there anything else that you're worried about with today or with Myrtle? All good. Were you guys touch base with Robert, or would you like us to call him and let him know that she's right to go whenever, or? Yes, yeah, I just wanted to get on top of it. I know the traffic will already be bad, but yeah, I just thought the sooner he can get on the highway, the better, rather than leaving it till like close. Excellent. Anytime's fine. I'll just let our nurses know. Well, it's great to talk to you girls. Pleasure. We'll see you soon. See ya. Bye.